The Gemara Masechta Rabba Basra Daf Kuf Mem Dal Rama Beis, in discussing what is the estate responsible to pay for and what is the estate not responsible to pay for, quotes the Mishnah that says Cholav in the Srapa, if somebody, one of the brothers gets ill, in the Srapa Mishal Atzmai, he has to use his own funds for the doctor bills. Says the Gemara, Sholach Rovin Mishmeder below. Lo Yishan Al Kishe Cholav B'Pshia. When is he responsible for his own doctor bills? When he got ill because he didn't properly take care of himself. However, Avo Ba'Oinus, if he just got sick, not because of any negligence, Nisrapim and Emtsa, then the estate has to pay for his doctor bills. Ask the Gemara, Hechidam B'Pshia. What is the definition of somebody getting sick B'Pshia? Answers the Gemara, Kudav Chanina, Dam Rav Chanina, Hakub De Shemayim. Everything is Men Shemayim, Chutz Mitzin Mepachim, except being cold and warm, Shnei Matzin and Pachim, B'Derech Ikeish, Shoy Menafshoy, a person can prevent himself getting sick through hot or cold. Cold or hot. And there's a very big machlokas rishonim, fundamental machlokas rishonim, how to approach this entire issue. Tosfos here, and actually Tosfos Masechet Ksubos, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, Divrei Maskil HaKol, discusses this even more extensively. And he is of the opinion that certainly a person could cause himself damage, could cause himself harm. The Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, teaches us, La'olam al yamir odom, a person should be careful not to stand in a dangerous space. Spat shema einosim loynes. So we see that a person, of course, has to watch himself. But Tosfos explains that what makes tzin mepachim, which are singled out in our Gemara, is unique, is that they are never nigzer min shemayim. And that means when it comes to tzinim and pachim, Tosfos' opinion is that it's completely in our control to avoid or fall into them, into the problem of tzinim and pachim. So in other words, when according to Tosfos, when the Gemara uses the word Hakob de Shemayim, it's not necessarily Hakob de Shemayim. There is Tzim Pachim are the exception to the rule of Hakob de Shemayim. Because Tzim Pachim are B'dei Adam, completely. Most Rishonim, many Rishonim, the Ramban, and many Rishonim disagree. And they say that tzinim apachim have a dual type of a situation. On one hand, hakav de shemayim, they also come b'dei shemayim. And besides that they come b'dei shemayim, they could also come b'dei adam. Rabbi Chanan asks on Tosfos' opinion, because he quotes the Chovos Halvavos, who's of the opinion that even if a person commits suicide or does different things that harm himself, it's min hashamayim. If it's min hashamayim, why, if somebody kills someone else, is he considered a ritzayach? So the Chovos Halvavos says the that even though there is a gzeir min shemayim, there is still a concept of bechira. But the Chayvus Halvav is clearly of the opinion that hakab de shemayim, we could choose to become victims or not victims of that gzeira, but to say that something wasn't nigzer min shemayim is not acceptable. It's clear that Tosfos doesn't agree with that. What is the definition of tzinim apachim? So some, the Rashbam actually brings two pshatim. Some say that tzinim apachim means cold, that somebody could prevent from being cold, put on an extra coat, put on a sweater, and you won't be cold. But then the Rashbam brings another pshat, that tzinim means cold, and pachim means hot. And a person can prevent himself from both of these types of situations. Tosfos quotes a medrash that Antinous asked Rebbe Reino HaKadosh for a bracha. And the bracha he gave him was they should never be cold. So Antinous told him, that's not a bracha, because cold is something that I could prevent myself. I just put on a sweater, a coat. So Rebbe then gave him a bracha that you should never be hot. To that, Antigonus said, that's a wonderful bracha, because that's something that's really not controllable. As the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Ve'ein nister mechamosoi. So the Mashal says that pshat in Tosfos is that the Tosfos is trying to tell us that tzinim, being cold, is something that one could control. Hot is not something one can control, and therefore the Mashal says that what Tosfos is trying to teach us is that we should follow the first pshat of the Rashbam and define tzinim strictly as cold. However, as we quoted at the beginning of our shir, Tosfos in Masechta Ksubos that has a discussion around this Gemara, and there it's clear that Tosfos holds that tzinim means cold and pachim means hot, and one could control being hot. You could go to, if you're very hot, there are different ways for one to cool themselves off. Or Tosfos continues, the Gemara, the Pasuk says, Vayse Hashem Mecha Kol Choyli, and the Gemara in Masechta Baba Metzia, Daf Kuf Zayin Mabeis says, Vayse Hashem Kol Tzina, that Hashem means that a Kadosh Baruch Hu will prevent you from getting a cold. As Tosfos, our Gemara says that that's not B'day Shemayim. That's in our control. So how do we understand that Gemara? So he answers, the Moshe Rabbeinu's bracha to Klal Yisrael of Ahes Hashem B'cha Kol Choyli is that Moshe Rabbeinu gave Klal Yisrael a bracha that a Kadosh Baruch Hu will keep the world warm. If it's warm, you don't have to worry about catching a cold. Or HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us the intelligence to know how to watch out from getting cold. Or he'll give us the proper clothing that we should be able to have if it's cold. There's also the opinion of many Rishonim. So far we've learned that tzinim apachim, the Rashbam, now Tosfos we're discussing, have two pshatim. One pshat is that tzinim apachim means just cold. One pshat is that tzinim apachim means cold and hot. There are Rishonim, the Ritva, that say that tzinim apachim don't just mean cold and hot. They mean anything that one could control, that means anything that one can control. And actually, I saw some shailos la'alocha l'maisa around this concept. There was somebody who went to have an examination by his doctor. And the doctor, this person was a heavy smoker, and the doctor told him, if you won't stop smoking, you're going to die in a couple of years. The doctor, the patient turned around to the doctor and said, you have no right to say that. He says, we believe that everything's min hashamayim, and Hashem determines who will live and who will die. And you can't just make that kind of statement. Or, I sort of say for Atta LeMoshel, discusses a different shaila. He speaks about someone who, he speaks about a worker, an employee, who didn't come to work for a couple of days. And he comes to work after being out for a couple of days. And his employer asks him, where were you? So he tells him, I had to go to the dentist. And the dentist did a very serious, complicated procedure. And I was in serious pain for a couple of days. And that's why I couldn't come to work. And I therefore am entitled to pay. I was an oinus. I was sick. I had this dental procedure. The employer says, I will not pay you for the days you were missing. So he says to the employer, why won't you pay me? I was legitimately sick. I had this procedure. So the employer says, you know, you work here every day. I see you every day. And I see that you spend a lot of time eating candy and chocolate and not taking proper care of your teeth. And therefore, because of that, you obviously had tooth problems and had to have that procedure. But you can't, that said the employer, should not be considered an onus. An onus is something that you didn't control. You shouldn't have eaten all that candy. So the question is this employer allowed to, obligated to pay for sick time or not? Or is the doctor allowed to tell the patient these strong words that if you don't stop smoking, you're going to die? So this really goes back to what we said at the beginning of the shiur. The machlokes of Tosfos in the Ramban. According to the Ramban, everything's midei shemayim. Even things that we seem to control are really midei shemayim. And therefore, nobody has a right, no doctor has a right to say this is what's going to happen. And if a person, even though he ate candy, it's midei shemayim and it's onus rachum and he should be paid. According to Tosfos, as we're learning in today's shiur, there are things that are on our control. And the things that are our control, we should are not in the category of Hakel B'day Shemayim, and therefore we are responsible, and the person who ate the candy can't say now, I'm an oinus, and the doctor has a right to say, if you don't stop smoking, you're going to be in trouble. The pasuk that we, pasuk says, Parshas Mishpatim, Kol machla shesamti mitzrayim, lo yosam alecha, so Mefarshim asks, there's an obvious question in this pasuk. If the pasuk says, "Kol ha'machla shesamti mitzrayim lo yosam alecha," Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us this wonderful bracha that every disease that he put him in, that the mitzrayim were afflicted with, lo yosam alecha, you won't suffer. So why do we need to have the pasuk conclude, "Kani Hashem roifecha"? Of course, If we don't get sick, we don't need a doctor. So I saw a beautiful pshat. We're learning now the Gemara, Hakadosh Shemayim,
chutz mitzinim apachim. So tzinim apachim is the now control. Tells us the pasuk. Kol ha'machlo, all the other machlos are under the control of Hashem. Lo yosim alecha, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I won't put them on you. But tzinim apachim that are in our control, so to speak, so that could happen, chas v'sham, to a person. Tells us Hashem that even if they happen because you didn't take proper care of yourself, kaneh Hashem refecha, I will bring you a refuah that you won't have to worry, that you'll have a refuah even from those types of situations.